Eric Diller. Twitter, at Islandito. Are you associated with or running as part of a slate? If so, which one? No, running independently. Do you live in the municipality where you are running, and if so, for how long? If not, what is your connection to that community? I do live in the municipality where I am running. I have lived in Sydney since 2014 and on the north end of the peninsula since 2009. What is your occupation, and for how long? I am an electrician. I have been in this trade for 10 years. Before that I was in aviation for 16 years working around the country. Tell us about your previous elected and/or community experience. No previous elected experience in local government. I started volunteering about 10 years ago for an organization called Island Transformations Organization, which advocated for a return to rail-based transportation for goods as well as people. I helped it transition into a much larger organization now known as the Vancouver Island Transportation Corridor Coalition, VITCC, which is still going strong. I also served on the board of the Sydney Community Association and helped them with a number of events over the past several years. As well, I volunteered with the Better Transit Alliance of Victoria during events. Why are you running? What's your motivation? To make a positive difference in my community through listening to the concerns of residents and businesses, wishing to work with staff to ensure that those concerns are best addressed in a manner that benefits the whole town, now and for the future. Also for my kids to inherit an even better place than it is now. What are your top three issues? So far, what I have heard on the street is traffic and parking issues, either not enough parking or also that parked cars are a problem on the streets, leading to poor sight lines and risk of collisions. Housing affordability, particularly from merchants who are having trouble finding staff. The CRD is an expensive place to live when compared to many other parts of Canada. Many folks come here, find out how expensive it is, then leave. Street safety for pedestrians and cyclists, but also for motorists. What's your vision for your community in 25 years? This might sound boring, but in 25 years, I would like to see my community have a wonderful tree canopy, nice footpaths with good rail-based public transit connecting it to the ferry terminal and other points on the peninsula. With electric buses serving routes at the north end of the peninsula connecting seamlessly with the main rail route. Also having a higher mode share of people who roll, cycle, rollerblade, etc., because they feel it is safe, comfortable. What's one big idea you have for your community? I don't really think Sydney needs a big blingy idea project, more like a number of important projects that would help residents and businesses. However, if I were cornered on one, my big idea would be to have a big salt water pool similar to Kitsilano with change rooms and a sauna near the waterfront that Sydney residents and visitors can use year-round. I feel it would help us embrace our identity as a waterfront community. Located near Glass Beach, I think it would be great regional draw and be a source of pride for Sydney residents and good for local businesses.